This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Commander Rogers, you served in the military for 25 years. You said the president is absolutely right. Why do you say that?
I believe it has everything to do with combat readiness. You know, Don, in December of 2015, President Obama, to his credit, had opened up the doors for women to take combat roles. And I asked myself the question, why did it take him so long? You know, he was in office quite a while. And you know what President Obama was concerned about? Combat readiness. A lot of questions need to be answered before you throw a policy into the military. And the military certainly is not the place to experiment. What about, for example, in those President Obama days, what about bathroom facilities, showering facilities? I remember in the Navy we were talking about bunks will they be in, et cetera, et cetera. So when the president says he is concerned about the combat readiness, I believe that. And there are cost factors that we have to consider. I don't think it has anything to do with the ability of transgender people to fight. I think it's a cultural change. We're seeing this all over the nation on all levels. And once this change in the civilian society is accepted, and we know it isn't, and it should be, I think that's when we can start opening up.
You don't
the
think
doors.
There are transgender people who serve with distinction in the military?
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. And I would never say they don't. I don't know many who are in the military, but I would say this, that the president's decision, I really, truly believe, was as a result of his concern about combat readiness.
Well, you know, interesting, according to the RAND Corporation, they said that between 1,320 and 6,630 transgender people currently serving in all branches of the military. So what does that tell you? Just in that broad range, it is hard to identify because, you know, transgender people involved in the military even still realize that, you know, in a sense, they're operating in the shadows. You know, they're not going to, even though the policy, you know, the end of the previous ban on transgender service members was announced by then Secretary of Defense Ash Carter last June, what they're referring to. But now today, you know, it's going to be a challenge, you know, with what do you do here with those who are, you know, self-identified, who are open, are serving openly, and are identified as transgender, you know, and they've been, you know, involved in the military now for the last 13 months. So how do you manage this? This is going to be an opportunity, you know, for the military and those that have to deal with it. But, you know, that is, as was just stated, this is the issue here, you know, what Steve Rogers is talking about. It's, you know, it's all about combat readiness. We talked about this yesterday. When you're in the field of battle, unfortunately, you know, though I was in the Marine Corps, I did not experience the field of battle. But through the training that you go through, boy, even at that level, you understand these are life and death issues. And you don't want to have any doubt whatsoever that somebody is there, you know, covering your six. And that you're not going to be there to cover their six. This is one of those mutually, you know, important issues that are tantamount on the field of battle.
And, well, the thing about military training is that they're training you for the worst case scenario. You know, you go, every person that's ever been through boot camp will tell you about the time where the tear gas and stuff like that. Mm. Or you know, I have to sit. You had to sit in that little box, you know. And let me stand by the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand by the door, I'll be all right. So it's always the worst possible thing, and I don't think you can go through that if you're dealing with things internally. Does that make
sense?
Well,
you got a lot to deal with when you're talking about life and death. I mean, that really brings to focus, and at that point, you much care, you know what. You know, what sexual issues people are dealing with. I mean, this is life And again, it's all about combat readiness. And we're going to be talking about this to a greater extent with a Navy vet. Travis Weber is going to be on with us. He's with the Family Research Council. So stay with us, America.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, what an incredible and novel concept to get this country back on track. Good news, 6 out of 10 people agree that we're on the wrong track. I see that as good news, some want to remain in denial, but, 6 out of 10, hey, wrong track, okay, that's where it all starts. So you get a good idea here as to what we're dealing with, truthfully, as we continue to pursue said truth, where others would do what they can to avoid. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the truth of collusion here with Michael Dougherty, a political Obamacare expert, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Glad to be here, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Boy, it is amazing. We always talk about people, that are first to yell about a problem, and it's that old story, right, when you start pointing fingers, lest you forget you got three coming back at you, and the Dems are finding out that those three fingers were coming right back at them. When you talk about collusion, we want to, these senators and, especially the Democratic senators and House members want to spend all this time fighting the Russian boogeyman when they've got real collusion happening right in their own house.
They have a real history of it with the Russians. You can go back to Ted Kennedy, which is no
yeah.
shock.
Yeah.
And, as citizens that are hardworking Americans, we live relatively simple lives as compared to what goes on in D.C. because we go, honesty and straight shooting, and not the sophisticated maze of lying that is the social fabric in Washington. And I say that The Sopranos is a training video to how to cope over there. Because people just, you don't, when lying is normal, when deception's okay, yeah. when caught in a lie, you don't apologize, you just continue the deception, move forward. That's a big head twist.
Yes.
And many people are just fine with this when they get caught. It's like, no, deception, lying, that's part of the formula. So you have to bake that into the cake. And they don't care, because the real goal is to fool the public, not to get truth. And to exploit our assumptions of honesty and integrity. So, it's really disappointing, but it's also at the same time hopeful that people are really starting to understand this, because what we're witnessing, the specific things you're witnessing, combined with the complete lack of accountability for these behaviors, I think is waking a lot of people up in a way that we just haven't seen before.
I think it reinforces their vote back last November. What do you think?
No, I totally agree. And it creates a separation, but that's fine. You know, the media, I have to say, since Trump won, usually when you get handed a loss, you do self-examination and you adjust. There hasn't been any self-examination by the people that lost. They've completely doubled down with the same playbook they used. And the difference is that playbook is starting to get exposed. And this collusion over there just speaks volumes of how they think it's theater. They don't think this is an important thing, the principles of what this country is founded on. And they obviously know that it's bad, or they wouldn't have tried to paint it on Donald Trump. And, you know, and then there comes the entire skill of wordsmithing.
Yeah.
Collusion, misleading, impacting, affecting. And they try to just lead you to an assumption that they won't directly say because they know it's not true. They want you to think the votes weren't real. They want you to think that the election is fraudulent, and it's not. And
it's kind of interesting and ironic that they're using Russian tactics. I mean, the people have been propagandized. That's the bottom line of all this, Michael, and this is why, you know, Trump's tweets continue to hold place in the culture right now because the headlines of mainstream media are irrelevant. People are seeing them for what they are. These institutions, these tried and true institutions, have abandoned their reason to exist, and they have violated the very trust that they had earned over the years and took for granted with the American people. Because that's really the issue. I mean, look at the trust issue on the polling evidence of how people feel about these institutions, whether it is the D.C. Beltway, the establishment, you know, Republicans, Democrats, mainstream media. I mean, all this is in the dump. And like you say, there's no assessment. There's no pause button that's being hit here that says, hey, look, let's get away from this. Let's think about what we've done and let's mend our evil ways and see if we can, you know, can heal this divide that we've created for ourselves. And not only this divide, but also the disaster that we're seeing on the bottom line of our companies. I mean, we're losing revenue. We're having to let people go, all for the sake of, you know, personal interest and vendetta instead of what you're supposed to be about, which is reporting the news, documenting history.
Well, it's also cultures of intimidation. And if you're a reporter and you go into that world like any young idealist, it almost like becoming a lawyer as well.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a job and the pay isn't great and you are really bound by your editor and the powers that be. And the powers that have infiltrated major media are a few power players with an agenda that they control the purse strings and they beat you up. And it's unbelievably shameless, and you don't know how long it's going to take for it to implode. I don't know how long CNN can be profitable with the numbers falling.
Well, but they're not profitable.
Time,
they're not. And all this is on the heels of them selling, you know, selling and, you know, and I got to imagine the people that are looking at, you know, that are negotiating have probably said, look, you guys have messed up this brand. You've devalued the problem. We need to renegotiate the selling price here.
Right. And this is the whole market shift. I mean, if you look at press as free market, what I hope it lands is all the quote unquote alternative media becomes the main media. Because that's what happens in the marketplace when your product gets rejected.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your product as a monopoly, which is the press was forever, and then it gets rejected, you know, it's great when things can crop up otherwise. And it's really an amazing time to watch what's going on within the press. It's sad to watch, but it's great to watch some degree of accountability, although it's still slow because they try. Especially in the Obama administration, they have the access. They've got the relatives working in the White House. They have the access to the White House Christmas party. Everything's wink, wink. It's really a disheartening example of how people will forget who they are and who the country is for their own survival. It takes courage to be in the media. It takes courage. If you're not courageous, you shouldn't be a reporter. Right. And the leadership has really been disheartening.
Yeah, but to your point, could you imagine, Michael, being a reporter and your hands are tied, you're told that you can't do this, and you're watching other people be promoted and rewarded and acknowledged, and you know the very thing that they're reporting is fake news. It is less than anything that you could have passed in journalism school when you were in college. We've got more from Michael Dougherty. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just a couple boys.
Voice of Summer here, hanging out, talking about the things that really matter. Michael Dougherty is with us, political Obamacare expert. And Michael, I'm wondering if Robert Mueller, the special counsel that we're spending all this money on, is he going to, you know, start targeting his guns in the direction of real collusion, especially in light of this IT expert that they caught at the airport trying to, you know, stay away from any kind of accountability here, you know, and of course, you know, joined at the hip with one Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Well, I think we're a long way from that, unfortunately, because what happens when you've got speech and debate clause in Congress, where congressmen are basically immunized from anything that happens throughout their attempting to pass laws or work within Congress, as are their staff. Hence, this whole thing started by a fluke when they found the laptop hidden in the Longworth building. Mm-hmm. I think it was Longworth. It might have been Rayburn. And it was Rayburn. And then suddenly she's screaming speech and debate and wants it back and intimidating the Capitol Police.
Yeah, did you see that video? That video, she was getting, you got consequences, buddy. It's like, really?
You know, and when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And this is the disturbing part about the press, because this is the moment with the press that they whistle past the graveyard. Mm-hmm. Not that they're writing the wrong stuff, it's they're not writing stuff, period. Because of who this is. And then, unfortunately, the bar gets raised because it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democrats. And Politico makes an article and puts the ball out there, and no one picks it up, and no one picks it up. And we have to have an arrest of the guy trying to flee after hard drugs. Because the lucky break was he and his brother rent out their house. They act like they disappear suddenly. They become very hard to find after this laptop's found. Mm-hmm. They rent their house up to a military guy. He finds smash hard drives and routers and equipment.
These guys aren't real good at covering up any collusive type stuff. I mean, they leave all this evidence.
Goodness for that.
Yes. And what is it? Do all the Democrats have an open to buy for hammers and bleach bit or something? I mean, what is it? Once you become a Democrat, you all are assigned a hammer and a computer to smash up or something?
Yeah, it's your kit. And now I'm a pilot, so we have a hammer in my plane to break the windows up in case of emergency. It's their emergency kit.
Yes. Okay. I think so.
Political emergency kit.
Yes. Right.
When caught, smash the equipment.
Exactly.
Then he intimidates, and then that guy calls the police. So now the FBI is involved, but this is what is so concerning, is the big picture is the pattern of how high the bar is to get attention from the media on something that's so brutal. And then are we going to sit here again and watch no accountability to Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Are we going to see an investigation opened on her? I'm not saying it should happen, yes, although after her conduct of trying to cover it up, it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But when have we seen anyone held accountable and for any of this stuff? And this is what's exhausting the public.
Yeah.
I mean, had you not been a politician or a working for one or have been famous, you'd be in jail for less. Servicemen go to jail for less.
Yeah. Well, you know, if President Trump would have told James Comey, you know, you need to exonerate my friend Mike Flynn. He's a good guy. If you don't, there's consequences. A different story, right?
Oh, totally different story. And this is the selective perception. I'm just amazed on how the human brain works for denial of things, because this isn't hyperbole. I mean, the people that actually believe this Russia story with Trump and don't question it one bit and take the bait and run in hysteria, these are the same people that look at this and just won't look at anything, look straight down the ground, keep moving forward. Who are these people? Why do their brains work this way? I'm not saying crime is okay for anybody, but show me the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here we have this. Crazy.
You know, what comes to mind, Michael, a conversation I had last year with Dinesh D'Souza, and he was talking about what he learned, you know, in the jailhouse and the dynamic that took place.
And it is this same format that the Democrats are using. You know, you buy into the lie. You never admit to anything. You just keep on keeping on. And I'm seeing this played out again, whether it has to do with Hillary Clinton, especially Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure that if Dinesh could be, you know, very blatantly honest, brutally honest about it, and he was pretty close when we talked the last time, is that it's like these same characteristics that he saw in jail with these guys, these chronic offenders, is consistent with what we're seeing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or, and these are my words, not directly his words, but this was the suggestion in the conversation that I had, that I'm like connecting the dots here, and I'm going, wow, I mean, just change the venue here from, you know, from being in jail to being on the Beltway. And there's not much difference between, these criminals in jail and who we have as politicians leading our country.
Well, that's exactly why I say it again.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
The Sopranos is a training video for how to function in Washington. And thank you, Founding Fathers, for understanding how important the population is in keeping checks and balances, because we're way out of whack right now.
Yeah.
And that election showed how out of whack we were. And we were out of whack way before the election.
Yeah.
And but the people finally got to step in. They missed it on the Romney-Obama election. They hadn't woken up on that yet.
Yeah, but they did certainly. They certainly did last November, and they need to understand, Michael, to your point, that the fight has actually just begun. It's not, hey, one and done, and it was over in November, as you can tell already, and seeing the clear contrast of what's happening in the Beltway. And when the president goes out and talks to the people, whether it's in Ohio or anywhere in Main Street America, they are connecting because President Trump gets it. Now, the rest of the establishment of the Republican Party better get it fast. If not, you know, they're going to be they're going to find the same thing happening to them as happened to Democrats and other would-be politicians who have not served the people's interest, and that is that they're without a job.
Yes, but I also think, I hate to sound super cynical here, but these people know exactly what's wrong, and their hands are dirty, and once their hand gets caught in a cookie jar, they don't come clean.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's going to be such an aggressive fight. Don't assume it's going to be, oh, we're wrong. Let's clean it up. So sorry. We didn't know.
Right.
Bogus.
No. Yeah.
They know. They know real well.
Well, it's fixed. The fix is in. It has been for a long time. And the fact of the matter is the fix is in that protects them. This is why they have all this special exoneration. It's like this health care issue, Michael. You know, they're arguing this health care. Well, there's no sense of urgency because they're not living under it. If the president decided to cancel all special exemptions that allowed Congress and their staff to have their own sidebar special health care program, and all of a sudden they were living in the heat and the pain and the suffering that the rest of America is living under Obamacare, how fast do you think that health care might get fixed?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they'd figure another way to con it out. I mean, it is sadly theater that people don't understand. It's not theater. This is the thing. There's such a the coping mechanism to survive in that environment for many is indifference. And they confuse objectivity and they go into indifference, and this is the mess we have. When someone's numb like that, you have to have a frying pan over the head, and so we're having extreme measures go on.
Mm.
But the healthcare issue is, that always drives me crazy because I think politicians from both parties shouldn't be involved. None of them are trained.
Well, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, exactly. No, it's the wrong tool altogether, and it's untenable. I mean, look at how long. I mean, forget about whether it's a Democrat or, I mean, both of them have given their shot at it, and how much success are we seeing, and how much hope does Main Street America have that they can actually fix this thing? Repeal it, and I believe the people can fix it through the free market system. Michael Dougherty, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. As always, good to have you with us.
Oh, good to be here. Thanks, sir.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
In the summertime when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up. The sky when the weather's fine. You got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours, or, you know, Red State Talk Radio, via shortwave around the world, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, President Trump stopped a lot of people in their tracks yesterday with a series of tweets. He said, "After a consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical cost and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you." Well, predictably, the left went nuts. Bradley Manning accused the president of cowardice. Congressional progressives blasted the president's statement as despicable, hateful, and un-American. The ACLU and other radical organizations piled on. This, of course, being reported, I say, of course, by Gary Bauer from American Values. Gary went on to write that once again the left could not be more out of touch. According to a recent poll, only 23% of voters think Obama's policy of allowing openly transgender individuals to serve is good for the military.
Only 12% of active duty soldiers felt this radical policy has helped military readiness. And this is what this is all about. It's all about military readiness. With us right now to discuss this further is Travis Weber. He is with the Family Research Council. He's the director of the Center for Religious Liberty and a Navy vet. Travis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here to discuss this because, you know, whenever you get a minority of people upset about anything, especially these days that comes from Donald Trump, you know, we need to separate emotions from the truth. And we appreciate you coming on to help us to that end. Break it down for us, Travis. What is the real issue when we talk about military readiness as a Navy vet yourself? You know, this is in your DNA, your consciousness. Obviously, in 88% of people in the military today, is job one, is I need to make sure that the person watching my six is ready and, you know, and willing to, you know, to fulfill his obligation to not only myself, but, you know, his fellow soldiers in the field of battle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I did serve in the Navy as a pilot, attended the Naval Academy, and I can say, you know, based on my individual experience, you know, when you enter the military, you learn to put self aside and put the group ahead, put the unit ahead, and that you don't become the focus anymore. The focus becomes the mission. It becomes training as a unit to achieve the very significant, serious, and important goal of defending the country. And to do things which, you know, are difficult to do at times, going into battle and defending our country. So, you know, this is a unique area of life. It's not something that should be tampered with lightly, casually upended with social engineering experiments like the Obama administration did. And people forget, President Obama was the one who radically made changes here. To the way things have been done for a long time. All President Trump is doing is restoring that. Yet, you know, you think he was upending 200 years of tradition by the way people have reacted to this.
Mm. Well, because it's an emotional deal. And, you know, as you say, you know, emotions can't be the order of the day in the military. That's not the way it operates efficiently. And too much of our government is being affected by emotions, and reason is being thrown out the door here. Now, the counter argument from the ACLU and others is that, look at the military had to make a transition when it started allowing blacks in the military and women in the military. But what I see is the key difference is when it was the blacks coming into the military or women, there wasn't all these special accommodations for them. They saw what needed to be done, and job one was military readiness, and they assimilated. So we're talking a big difference here between what previously has happened and what is happening right now, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these things are nothing close to the same thing. You know, when you have equal treatment of people based on their skin color, you don't you don't have to give one group of those people expensive, ongoing medical treatment, surgery, gender reassignment surgery, and, you know, really go down a road which we don't know the end.
Mm.
It's a massive difference, to say nothing of the obvious difference between the, you know, really problematic history and bad history of racial discrimination we've seen in this country. That's nothing like the claims that the transgender and LGBT movement is claiming today. You know, nobody has a problem with, you know, people who may identify as transgender. We're not claiming they're unpatriotic. We're just saying you look at the actual issue of what you're asking. You can't have this separate treatment in which people are singled out and protected specially and given expensive taxpayer-funded treatment. You know, the military, it's not a right to go in and do that. And you have to put the needs of the military first.
Well, let's talk about this, you know, this expensive treatment and what we're talking about, because I think that's being lost in the conversation here, is that what do transgender military people expect as you know, in being involved in the military? What are their expectations? What are their demands?
Well, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you have the gender reassignment surgery, which, you know, even the RAND Corporation, you know, not an ideological group, did a study and came up with a figure in the millions, 2.4 to 8.4 million annually, 28 to 84 million over 10 years for this surgery, and healthcare cost of the transition. You know, we did our own study. My colleague, Peter Sprigg, did a study and concluded the figure is actually much higher.
Yeah, I was going to say billions of dollars. Didn't you come up with?
Yeah, 1.9 to 3.7 billion over the next 10 years. And these are estimates. You know, we could be facing something worse than that. But the point is it's a special treatment singling people out. And it's not simply a matter of equality as the LGBT movement would want people to think. This is a demand that you get full approval and acceptance, including the medical treatment, special treatment, and you can't really tamper with the military in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is it is problematic, and people need to understand, and this is why we appreciate you coming on to address this issue and deliver the facts, because some of the facts are getting lost with the emotional response here. Now, the same RAND Corporation, in the release of their study, cited that, and this is the variance of this number. They're talking about 1,320, anywhere from 1,320 to 6,630 transgender people currently serving in all branches of the military. I mean, that's a big swing there.
Well, it is. And you know, we don't really fully know what the number is, obviously. You know, the problem, too, with something like this is, I can say this from experience because I understand the pressures, you know, when people look at military decision-making and consider entering and serving and that type of thing. And I have a lot of friends who, you know, face these types of things in terms of, you know, the incentives to join the military. What I mean by that is there's a possibility now that people would say, well, you know, I want to get my surgery paid for, get my treatment paid for. I'm going to go to the military to do that.
Exactly.
That, you know, that's not a good thing to have people joining the military just to do that. It really disrupts the focus on service and the focus on doing the military mission.
Yeah, it's not like we're training you to for some military occupational position. We're doing gender assignment. I mean, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't rhyme and is anything consistent with military readiness, would you think?
No, absolutely
not. That's
what
we would understand it? Yeah.
Absolutely not, you know, and it's kind of rich, too, when you have responses like Manning, you know, claiming cowardice.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's the emotional response, you're out of control, and I think most people see that.
Exactly. Well, Travis, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. Travis Weber from the FRC on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816.
Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with 3 little words: we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go, and by what route, and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician, and it seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us, as always. And with us right now is Steve Hawkins, president of the Coalition for Public Safety. And he has been more than ready, and he has been hitting the ground running, working with President Donald Trump and his administration to reform the American justice system. Now, let me give you a little bit of background here before we bring Steve on. This summer, a man stepped beyond the walls of San Quentin State Prison for the first time in nearly a decade, if you can imagine. For most ex-cons, this is a scary situation. situation filled with a world of post-release barriers. That's why two-thirds of all released prisoners will return to prison within 5 years. So what's wrong with this picture? Well, unlike others, this man was given a second chance, a job through the first in-prison coding program in the U.S. It was started by venture capitalists. The Last Mile Works, a program at San Quentin, teaches inmates to code websites, giving them invaluable skills in a market thirsty for talent. But it's no easy task. These men learn without access to the internet. If you can imagine that, talk about trying to do something with your hands tied behind your back. Now we'll bring Steve Hawkins on, and he can fill us in on the details. Steve, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, I'm fine, and thanks for having me back on.
Well, this is about liberty and justice for all. I have been one to say that once somebody pays the price of their crime, then we need to give them a fair chance to be successful. But we don't do that under the current system, because it's as if they go out with a scarlet A all over them, and then we tie their hands behind their back and say, well, go ahead and be a contributing member to society, when all the things are not working in their favor to that end.
That is so true, Bill. This has to be about people, when they come out of prison, having their full opportunity to exercise their economic liberty, to be able to go out, become tax-paying citizens, to avoid going back to prison. 95% of all people, Bill, will be released from prison. But the tragedy today is that two-thirds will end up going back to prison within 3 years. That has a lot to do with not being able to find successful work opportunities. So we were excited to partner with The Last Mile, the Coalition for Public Safety. We represent the largest bipartisan effort in the country seeking to reform our justice system. We have Americans for Tax Reform, Freedom Works, some of the leading conservative organizations as strong supporters. And there was an understanding, Bill, that, this was an opportunity for us to practice our bad values, because we're trying to encourage businesses to give opportunities for people coming out of prison, that all these government regulations and licensing that has absolutely nothing to do with the actual craft have been used to stop people from being able to get jobs coming out. Okay. Everything from barbers, light licenses, and so forth, Bill. So again, this is an incredible opportunity where inmates are learning a 21st century skill,
Exactly.
That is something that, once mastered, should be able to give people opportunities on the outside and be good for businesses. Silicon Valley is looking for a talent, and the venture capitalist who went in and met with these guys in San Quentin, he realized that there was some talent there that he could develop. So
exactly. Well, I look at it, each individual represents 40 hours of productivity every week. What are they going to be productive toward? And so we know they're going to be coming out. Well, what are they trained for? Why not take advantage? Give them some training. Last time I checked, one of the most valuable things that outside of family that we can have is a job. If we are productive and doing a job, I think that's the biggest frustration that America deals with today, whether they're incarcerated or allegedly free, is that if they don't have a job, you're not much of a happy camper.
No, work gives us all purpose, Bill, and you hit the nail right on the head. And so this is a program that, as these guys come out, get jobs in the computer programming field, who knows? What's remarkable about this is that it allows people to tap their full talent. Who knows what these guys might code in the future, develop in the future, design, So it's a remarkable program, and I'm hoping that with the success, with the launch of our website tomorrow and some of the other top projects, that other prisons around the country might pick this up and make it part of, the list of programs that are made available on the inside.
Well, Stephen, I got to tell you, what Last Mile Works is making clear, I believe, is that we have an incredible amount of potential sitting there. And I believe that it behooves them, like any institution, to take an inventory of the talent they have. I mean, look at, you got these people sitting around and, maybe they're on work projects, whatever they're doing during the day. You mean to tell me you can't utilize some of that time to do some evaluating on these people and give them some hope? And all of a sudden they're acknowledged that they knew they had this talent, because you know, if you're not doing what it is that you've been designed to do, that to me is one of the most frustrating experiences you can have in life. But now you've got a second chance, and we're going to give you a second chance to so that when you do, when you're set free, that you're free indeed, and that we kind of slingshot you, out of prison and into the community in such a way to where you can hit the ground running, that you've got some training and you have some understanding of who you are beyond what got you into prison to begin with.
That is so right. I think that if we're able to do that kind of inventory that you're talking about, Bill, amazing talent is in prison. There are plenty of folks who are in prison who are undereducated, but that doesn't mean that they're uneducated. They are capable of learning, and that I think is what excited this venture capitalist when he went into San Quentin and I met some of the guys there, and he said, hey, these folks, some of them sound like some of my coders on the outside. So he created the program. They've had some graduates now who are out, securing work for themselves, and we've been very pleased with this opportunity to partner with the Last Mile.
Well, I think this is awesome, Steve. I can't congratulate you enough. I think this is something that should catch fire from coast to coast throughout all these institutions, again, because of the talent that's sitting there. In fact, what brings this to mind even clearer, a friend of mine who's done an incredible amount of study using Myers-Briggs profile, and one statement he made really, caught my attention. And, we were looking at the top basketball players, just for example, the Kobe Bryants you go on down the line, Shaquille O'Neal and Michael Jordan's and all this. Their profile was very similar to about 40% of incarcerated prisoners. Could you imagine? So, but for a journey taken by the others, each of them end up in their respective places. But that tells you a lot about the potential talent that's there behind prison walls that we could tap into that would be win-win for everybody. Now we're really talking about liberty and justice for all, aren't we?
Yes, most definitely, Bill.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for being with us. Steve Hawkins has been our guest. He's the president of the Coalition for Public Safety. Steve, where can the good folks go for more information?
Sure. Our website is coalitionforpublicsafety.org. And I encourage folks to go there and get more information and see the new site.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.